India's 2024 tax regime refresh aims to be bold. But for global investors, bold doesn't always mean clear. With headline rates now sitting at 15%, 22%, 25%, or 30%, depending on turnover, industry, or incentives, the government is signaling a commitment to competitiveness. Yet what it gains in policy clarity, it may lose in predictability for multinationals operating under the shadow of compliance complexity. The reform comes as India braces for a 7% GDP growth year, outpacing most major economies and reinforcing its lure as a regional powerhouse. But the tax landscape, layered with conditions, thresholds, and cascading surcharges, could slow inbound capital or complicate cross-border structuring. What changed, and why it matters domestic firms can now opt into a 15% or 22% regime, provided they forego exemptions. Foreign companies with a PE in India face a standard 35% SIT rate. Capital gains tax now hits long-term gains at 12.5%, a lower headline rate, but one that kicks in only for post-July 2024 sales and after thresholds. GST rates remain variable, 5 to 28%, keeping indirect tax compliance front of mind. The changes reflect India's pivot toward streamlined taxation, with nods to OECD-aligned competitiveness. But embedded complexity and inconsistent implementation, especially across its 28 states and 8 union territories, still pose friction. Strategic implications for companies' multinationals must rerun modeling tools. Effective tax rates are conditional, not absolute. CFOs and tax teams should prepare for jurisdictional skews in enforcement. PE-backed and startup-heavy portfolios may benefit most from the 15% headline if exemptions are surrendered. Withholding tax, WHT, on interest and royalties for non-residents is still high, up to 35%, plus cess, unless a tax treaty applies. Action points model multiple scenarios under both old and new regimes, especially if turnover varies across years. Re-evaluate transfer pricing strategies for India-linked IP, tech, or financing arrangements. Monitor quarterly tax installment dates, the 15th of June 15 SEPT, the 15th of December 15 March, non-compliance risks snowballing interest penalties. Audit GST classifications if operating across state lines, interpretation can differ. What's next? India's tax narrative is shifting, from opacity to performance-based simplicity. But the burden is on businesses to decode eligibility and align structures fast. Expect future reforms to increasingly align with global minimum tax standards, Pillar 2, especially as India negotiates its multilateral obligations. In the meantime, global firms must treat India's fiscal transformation not as a plug-and-play regime, but as a bespoke compliance puzzle with strategic upside. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.